Thank you. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Jazz, but played a lot of cool jazz when he first started. But I prefer his playing of the sax to others. He does more sort of spacious improvisations, which I prefer because they're less busy than others to listen to.
Okay. How has what you've listened to influenced your performance? How has your preparatory listening influenced your performance choices? Especially with improvisation?
In a lot of his recordings that he's played himself, he lets the band do a lot of their own stuff and sort of improvises in short little sections. That's not what I wanted to do. I wanted to show what I could do more on the instrument. So I had a more busy improvisation section, but other songs done by other people, they're constantly playing. I tried not to do that. I tried to leave more space so that it wasn't too much to listen to.
And is your improvisation in the style of Jerry Mulligan?
I'd say that
what is the style of Jerry Mulligan?
He does a lot of higher stuff on the Barry, so in the altissimo range. I would say in that sense that I'm not, because I played a lot on the lower range. He does quite a lot of intricate stuff with altissimo.
I think that was very good what you've done. I've got lost in the a bit clearer on what that little page means, whatever.
Mm.
But I thought it's very good. I'm going to do some work. What you've reminded me is that when you're working with a band, it's very different because you're just you to press and play, and you're going to have to direct the band, so you do some work on that next week. But I think what you've got is very good. I think it's very clear. You've got a lovely sound out of that. There are a couple of places I think you fluffed some things, but you're doing very well, and you've clearly done a lot of work on that. So, you know, it's just, the thing for you now is going to be about working with a band when there's different sections. And also because they're going to be not too loud, but loud, and it's how we work with that dynamic, and the fact that you've still got to, it needs to be, you know, nothing more than that. And it's how we get that dynamic balance. Okay, but well done for what you've done. You've done a lot of work on that, and it's very good. So it's just about understanding improvisation and how it fits and where that page comes. Double time fill on the DS. So that's what you're playing then on the DS, is that right?
Yeah.
So you might want to put on DS.
I think, yeah, when we do the arrangement, we're going to have a new head sheet so it's clearer.
Okay. But you'll also have to work with Keith to check that the arrangement is accurate.
Yeah.
In terms of structure. Because you don't want to get to the band chord and it's wrong.
Yeah.
So he'll listen to this recording. But I'll post you that on Audioboom at some point over the weekend. Mm-hmm.